This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our guest on today's Open for Business, Cindy Wong, has been on the station before, all the way back in 2016 when her tea company, Rimba Hills, was a much younger brand. They produce herbal drinks like bentong ginger and lime leaves and lemongrass with no sugar, no caffeine, and with ingredients sourced from clean, local, small-scale farmers. Since the last time she was on, though, Cindy has grown the brand and expanded her line of products to suit a wider range of customers. Also, I know I just called Rimba Hills a tea company, but it's actually technically not tea per se. Cindy, you actually like to call your products herbal infusions. So what exactly does herbal infusions mean?
Okay. Thanks, Arvin, for asking. And thanks for inviting us, Arvin and BFM, for coming back to share about our journey again. I'm Cindy from Ladang Sari International. I'm the founder of it, where we supply Rimba Hills' range of herbal infusion. That's a very good question. What is herbal infusion? Herbal infusion, it means it's tea without caffeine. Because a lot of people, they do not know what is the meaning of herbal infusion. Mm-hmm. Because tea actually comes from this family called Camellia sinensis. That's where you get your black tea, your green tea, your pu'er, and so forth. So herbal infusion, it means it doesn't contain any tea leaf, which means that, for example, it's from the roots, bugs, and flowers. The imported version of herbal infusion would be like a peppermint and chamomile. And our local version would be like lemongrass, pandan, and ginger. And that's what Rimba Hills do. We actually source our ingredients as local as possible, like our lemongrass, pandan, and bentong ginger.
Okay. Can it still be considered a tea, or is it different from tea herbal infusions?
Technically, it's not supposed to be the tea category. Unfortunately, the community in Malaysia, we are still not that sophisticated. For example, if you go to the Western countries, you go to Europe, people will actually know what is herbal infusion. Like in France, they actually call it tisane. But in Malaysia, if I tell people this is herbal infusion, this is tisane, they say, huh, what is that? So I'll just make it simple. It's tea without caffeine. That's how I actually break it down.
Tea without caffeine.
Yes.
Okay. Your story is very interesting. You were an accountant with one of the top four firms in the country.
Yes.
You realized that the stress was taking a toll on your health, mm-hmm. so you left the job and yes. decided to go on this venture instead.
Correct.
What is that experience like? Because I'm assuming you had some sort of like financial comfort, some sort of job security with your previous job, right? So okay. What kind of mindset did you employ when leaving that job and taking this like leap of faith?
It was actually more of frustration and stress out that I told myself enough is enough, that I don't want to be counting beans for the rest of my life. I mean, other people's beans, not my own beans. So why I actually had the courage to take a leap of faith is, I believe, life is, we're supposed to do something that we're passionate about. And at that time, due to the work stress, I was actually very, very overweight. And I badly needed to change something. And what is the something I need to change is to actually have a healthy lifestyle. And in the quest of searching for myself, better health, I founded Rimba Hills as a result of that. And of course, the journey is still ongoing, very fulfilling, of course. Mm-hmm. And entrepreneurship, as you know, it's full of ups and downs.
Okay. Did you know when you were leaving that you wanted to pursue Rimba?
No.
So what was the plan at the time?
There was no plan. I just knew that I didn't want to do. I don't want to be counting beans anymore. That's all I knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't want to be in that that part of your life anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to be in that industry anymore.
Okay. But when I look you up, you have a Bachelor of Business from RMIT.
Yes.
As an education, and yes. I guess that sort of it works now more than it did before. It applies more to what you're doing now than it did before, right?
Correct. I would say. Being trained professionally as an accountant is good in the sense that it teaches me how to think analytically and also how I actually do my bookkeeping, I structure the company and also the filing part. So yes, it gave a very good foundation, but as a career, no, I wouldn't want to pursue that.
Okay. You also spoke to a lot of farmers and distributors before actually starting to experiment with different infusions.
Yes.
What was that phase like? Like, what kind of research did you do and what were you hoping to learn at the time?
The research I did was actually more of to see herbal infusion, what ingredients that people normally use. Since Malaysia, we don't really use that much infusion, I had to actually look at, for references in the Western part of the world, like US and Europe. So from there, what I did was I actually look at what blends do the Western consumers consume, and what can I bring back to Malaysia? So from that, in a way, I work backwards. It's like, okay, for Malaysia, what are the ingredients that we have so that I can source them locally? And then from there, I talk to the farmers, talk to different people to find out where can I get the best, freshest sauce? And of course, the way of farming that I'm looking at is actually no chemicals, no pesticides.
Okay. How long was that phase? Like how long did that research stage take?
Oh, that took quite some time, and it's still ongoing because for me, I always on the lookout for new suppliers, and especially now with technology, there are more upcoming things, meaning a better way of farming. So I'm always on the lookout.
Okay. Yeah. Did you see that there was a gap in the market for something like Rimba? Because we have teas, and we have normal teas, like, you know, milk teas and teas from various kinds of tea leaves. Are we lacking in this herbal infusion sort of like sector?
Yes, definitely we are lacking. What I noticed is in our food and beverage market, a lot of our food and beverage is laden with sugar, additives, colouring. Mm-hmm. So I wanted something that is pure and natural. And unfortunately, not many brands offer that because, like it or not, our Malaysian palate, they prefer very sweet. We have a very sweet tooth.
Yeah, yeah.
And for someone who doesn't take a lot of sugar, or like some people, especially the older folks, they don't take sugar at all, it's actually very difficult to find pure herbal infusion. And that is where I want to actually close the gap, where herbal infusion that is pure and natural, no sugar, no caffeine.
Okay, but so whenever you say things like herbal or natural, organic, taste always comes into the picture. Like, yes, you just said, Malaysians have a sweet tooth. Yes. We have a sweet tooth.
Yes.
So how did you sort of balance that? How do you pick the things or pick the ingredients that taste good, while also not compromising on what you wanted Rimba to be?
Oh, that is where the market research comes in. Meaning the blends will be based on the profiling of the ingredients, and also the result of the total blend. And after that, we will actually do research among target markets, meaning just let friends to try out, even maybe go to bazaars, let people try and ask, which one do you prefer? How is it like? Then from there, we get the feedback and fine-tune the blends to actually get the taste that we want it to be.
Okay. Yeah. What is your target market? Like, who are you aiming for with something like Rimba?
We are aiming for people who actually want to lead a healthy lifestyle, who actually want to have a healthy diet, but want the convenience, because what we are giving is the convenience. Because, like, for example, one of our blends, Relax Lemongrass and Pandan, especially when we do samplings in the supermarket, a lot of the older ones will just say, yeah, I just go to the market, I bought myself lah, why do I need to buy Rimba? Why do I need to buy Rimba Hills? Then I say, auntie, we are giving you convenience. Now you can bring a sachet wherever you go. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's why we actually target more to the younger people who are actually busy, but they actually want to be as healthy as possible.
Okay. You mentioned, like, they could go to the market, buy the lemongrass and stuff. I'm guessing because they don't want to pay extra for Rimba. They feel they can do it for cheap. So, what is your price point like?
Our price point is between 12 to 25, depending what size you take. Because we have different packaging. We have the small box of 10 sachets and a big box of 20 sachets.
Yeah. Okay. So you're also big on supporting local farmers instead of importing from overseas plantations.
Yes.
Why is that important to you? Like to source for, you know, from local sources?
There are actually various reasons. Because farmers in Malaysia, unfortunately, I find that they lack of support in the sense of commercialization. Meaning, when they plant something, sometimes they don't know where to sell, and as a result, they don't dare to plant the crops because after planting, who's going to buy? So at least my thinking is, if I can actually support the local farmers and also encourage other entrepreneurs to support local farmers, local products, then we can get the economy moving, because to me, imported things are good. However, if we have local equivalent, why not we support the local equivalent, support our local economy?
Okay. Yeah. Have you found that the quality is equivalent?
I would say it's better, although more expensive. Why more expensive is because of the scale. Like those imported brands, because of they are so huge, they buy in bulk. You get your economies of scale. So this is something that we are constantly trying to educate the customers, because sometimes they explain, they will ask, why are products so expensive? It's local. It's supposed to be cheaper than imported.
Yeah.
Then we will say, look, we can't compete with the big boys based on the price point, because for them, everything is about economies of scale. They can afford to buy in bulk. Whereas we buy in small quantities to support the local farmers. So that is always a continuous form of education to the customers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we hope that our blends, the taste, the aroma of it, will actually win them over.
Yeah, because people always assume that, you know, just because you're getting local, then it should be cheaper than importing from overseas.
Correct.
Right? You also focus on supporting smaller scale farmers.
Yes.
Why so?
Smaller scale to help to put food on the table. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the bigger ones, they will actually supply to the huge supermarkets.
Mm.
So because they have the capacity. Whereas a smaller one, sometimes they don't have the opportunity, or even they actually get squeezed out by the middleman. So we try to do whatever we can for the ecosystem.
Okay, giving back. Love.
Yes, giving back is very important.
I am joined this morning by Cindy Wong, former accountant in one of the top four accounting firms in the country, who decided to leave that life to pursue healthy herbal beverages via her company, Rimba Hills. Open for Business will be back in a bit. BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and I'm joined today by Cindy Wong, founder of Rimba Hills, a company that makes herbal infusions from carefully sourced raw materials in the country. One benefit that you have, and I think like a lot of entrepreneurs have today, is the internet. So how important or how effective are things like social media to your sales and to your brand awareness?
Oh, it's very important, because a lot of people, they actually are so engaged on social media these days. So at least by being present there, we let our prospective customers know that we are around. Because like it or not, the market is very noisy. I mean, if you walk around the TRs in the supermarket, so many brands, people are confused. So at least with our presence on social media, with our message on what we are doing, customers actually know, oh, okay, maybe I can consider this product. And not only that, we also do a lot of collaboration with like-minded partners. So with that, social media also plays a role to let people know that we're out there.
Okay. Mm. So it is effective, like, you know, having a presence online to sell products and all nowadays. It is, would you say it's essential for businesses to have?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because like it or not, being online is the way forward. To me, is if you're not online, you're a dinosaur. Unless you've been around for 30 years, lah, then it's a different thing.
As long as you have a presence. Lah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You also sell online a lot, so especially on platforms like Lazada, I think they carry some of your products.
Yes.
Why not go completely online? Or, you know, is selling at physical locations still as important as having an online presence?
Yes, it is, because Malaysians still like shopping to be their weekend activity. It's a family activity.
It's a culture.
So yes, it's a culture. So we think that it's a balance of both online and also in retail. So in terms of online, as of late last year, we actually managed to integrate e-commerce in our website. So customers can actually now buy directly on our website, where they can get a better price.
Let's talk about price a bit. When it comes to anything herbal or organic, the price immediately shoots up because, you know, getting these raw materials is expensive. How do you balance keeping Rimba clean and healthy and you know, while also maintaining an affordable price as you grow the company?
I need to do a bit of correction there. Our products are not organic. It's 100% natural. What's the difference? 100% natural, it means it's free from chemicals and pesticides.
Okay.
Whereas organic, you need to go through a level of certification. Okay.
I see.
So back to your question about the price point. It's something that we need to educate customers that this is the value of providing. I mean, if you actually want us to go to a certain price like the big boys, we can't do that because it means compromising our quality. Yes.
Okay. Mm. But how do you maintain that balance? How do you... Is it difficult or do
it
you
It is very difficult. That is why some customers, they complain that... Unfortunately, they actually mentioned that feedback. Why is it so expensive compared to imported? So I've come to accept that not everyone can be our customers, although they try to be healthy. I mean, they are on the path of living a healthy lifestyle, but not everyone can be our customers.
Okay. What is your team like at the moment? Like how many people do you have employed? What do they work on? And how much has the company sort of grown since 2011, right?
2011, we were sole proprietor, so mm-hmm. we converted into Sdn Bhd in 2014. So I would say our growth started from 2014.
I see.
So
okay.
Yeah, we're still a very small company, less than 10 of us. How have we grown is we are now into major premium supermarkets, online, and also exporting a bit to Hong Kong. And most importantly is recently we got our Jakim Halal certification, which is something we're very proud of because this means more doors are open for us because many Muslim countries are looking for halal products. So that is good opportunity for us.
Okay. Even though you call your products herbal infusions, your competitors are still the giant tea makers like Bo and Lipton and stuff in the country who have so much like market share, right? So how does a smaller company like Rimba survive and make a name for itself with, you know, with such big players like that in the same field?
Okay. That is why we can't, in a way, fight them heads on because they're in a way in a totally different category. Those big brands are actually known as daily beverage because you drink it on a daily basis with your milk, whereas ours is actually more on a niche basis. That means we actually really focus on those who want something that is pure, natural, and more for the health benefits. What kind of health benefits is like maybe better sleep, you have a bit of wind in your stomach. We are focusing on that. So we're not focusing on your daily cup of drink where you have something with your bread in the morning. We are not that, yeah.
Okay, So you said niche and also not so much a daily drink.
Yes.
So let's say someone buys a box of Rimba.
Okay.
How often should they take it? What's their routine?
Rimba Health Tea is actually more for people who want something. There are two categories of people. One is they want actually something to help with their maybe minor indigestion or wind in the stomach. The other one is they just want some flavor in their drink. Instead of drinking water, instead of putting lemon in your water, they just want some flavor, some ginger or some pandan. So how often? You can actually drink it every day. I mean, if they're up to it, if they actually want to pay for the convenience of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges you're facing at the moment with Rimba Hills?
What are the challenges? Oh, many. Lack of awareness, definitely.
Lack of awareness.
People don't know. People don't know, and people do not know the difference between tea and infusion. And all SMEs face this, funding, mm-hmm. and also talent, meaning getting the right person in the right seat.
Mm. What is the right person?
Right person in the right seat, it means someone who is actually passionate about health, who's actually passionate about the vision of the company, who believes in it, and also having the right skill set. So it's all this. Because whenever I hire someone, I always tell the person, look, I don't want you to come in just because of the salary that you get month end. I would like you to know that you are making a difference, making an impact. What impact are you making is you're producing wholesome, pure, natural beverage for people. And the satisfaction that you get at the end of the day is people actually call you and thank you and say, hey, thanks for creating such lovely products. It helps my sleep, it helps with my digestion or whatever. So that is something that keeps you going and that is something that should actually drive you rather than, you know, at the end of the day, I just wait for my paycheck. So to me, it doesn't work out. It's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable.
Yes.
Okay. You've also said one of your biggest challenges is marketing. Marketing the brand in an already crowded area.
Yes.
So how are you tackling that problem?
Well, we are doing it in whatever capacity that we have. How is by doing sampling in the supermarkets, taking part, collaborating with like-minded parties, like for example, fitness centers, those who are also providing healthy food, and events that are really specific focus rather than general events. Because last year we realized that general events don't work for us, meaning it's not ROI effective. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, general events meaning?
Like those bazaars, the general bazaars. Yeah.
Okay,
although
okay.
If it's in the affluent area, it still doesn't work. So we realized, okay, yeah, we really have to focus.
Focus.
Yes.
You mean targeted specifically
yes,
for Rimba
for
itself?
The theme, yeah. For Rimba, it's the theme of the event itself. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Interesting. Mm. You did an interview with Vulcan Post
yes,
last year.
Yes.
And you said you're planning on going global
yes,
and exporting to 100 plus countries. So
yes.
How's the plan coming along? Where are you?
Working on it. First step is Online, so we are actually our products on eBay, so need to actually put in more effort on that, and also plan to go on Alibaba, especially that the government is very supportive with all the MaTrade programs. So yeah, really thankful that the government sees the need to do online more digital economy. So yeah, attending all these programs to help to get a boost on it.
If I asked you to go like the first five countries that you would want to sell to, like that has like a market for something like this, where would that be?
Definitely the Western countries, like Europe, Australia, US.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Because these countries, they are actually used to drinking herbal infusion. So you don't need much education. The only education you need is the ingredient because they're used to that kind of concept.
Okay, so they would be more open to something like this compared to Asian countries.
Yes, because Asian countries, we still want something sweet, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, we have a mamak culture. Yes. And it's always like...
Not only that, bubble tea also.
Bubble tea is a thing now, yeah. Okay, last question. What's next for Rimba Hills?
Oh, what's next? Actually, lots of things. Coming up with new products, new countries, and also growing the team, definitely.
New flavors?
Oh yeah, new flavors definitely.
All the time. Okay.
Yes. So Arvin, if you don't mind, just one last word. Just would like to, as a note of appreciation to the listeners and customers who've been supporting us. So we would like to actually give out this promo code, BFM TQ19, TQ as in Thailand Q19, as a token of appreciation for supporting us. You get a 10% discount when you actually purchase on our website.
Where can they purchase?
On our website, which is www.rimbahillstea.com.
That's the code you need to use to get a discount on your next order of Rimba Hills at rimbahillstea.com. Download the podcast. If you miss any parts of this show, it's available on bfm.my or on the BFM app, which you can download from the Apple App Store on Google Play for free. Or on Spotify, we are parked under the podcast section. This has been Arvin Yuvaraj with Cindy Wong of Rimba Hills, open for business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.